Hi, this is a dictation for Nigel Love, NIGELLOVE. Nigel Love, date of birth is 3/5/2002. Date of accident is 5/17/2025. Date of service is 2/13/2026. The patient did not visit in the month of January, and he is here for a follow-up visit today. Patient reports that he is not able to sleep well, no more than 4 to 5 hours. Terrible mood and anxiety is reported. Headaches are reported 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they last for many hours. Pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back is reported to be 8. Entire back is hurting and have tightness in the back. The patient reports no pain in the knee anymore. Headaches are off and on, associated with some dizziness and vertigo, but no loss of memory or loss of balance or loss of focus or confusion. Overall, the pains are reported to be 8. No radiculopathy is reported to upper or lower extremities. The patient reports 0% relief so far. He is trying his physical therapy, medical medications, etc., chiropractic treatments. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review for additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. In physical examination, the blood pressure is 151/93, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will come from previous visit, which is dated 12/11/2023. Dictation number is 1214-003. Plan of care. The patient is ordered to continue physical therapy as before at once a week and with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient released to the 8-hour work for 6 days, 5-pound limit. Medications are provided as follows: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Aloval 50 mg PRN for topical pain relief, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for headaches, for panic, anxiety, Medigesic is provided for headaches, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Maps have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, and new labs were obtained today. Other than that, patient is stable. MRIs have been reviewed. The patient is found to have issues of disc bulging at L4-5, L5-S1, and retinal recesses of L4-5, L5-S1, facet hypertrophy involving L4-5 and L5-S1. Patient is advised that he may benefit from epidural injection 1 or 2 and facet joint injections 1 or 2 times. Possible nerve block and possibly a radio frequency ablation. Thank you.